New legislation has reached the governor's desk that would change the way juveniles are sentenced. Senate Bill SB9, introduced by State Senator Leland Yee of San Francisco, would allow people who are serving life without parole for crimes they committed when they were juveniles to ask for sentences of 25 years to life instead.
When I started to really look into this issue about 5 years ago, there were handfuls of country in the world that still had this particular sentence. Now, 5 years later, the United States is the only country in the world that has this sentence, that if you commit a horrible crime when you are underage, you will be sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. This is barbaric, and what I would really like to do is just ban it. But the reality in politics is that you have got to look for compromises. And so the bill that we have now basically says that, you know, if, in fact, you have this particular sentence, you have to serve that sentence for 15 years, at which time you have to demonstrate to the court that, number one, you have been rehabilitated. Number two, you've gotten your GED. You've demonstrated remorse, accepted responsibility, really turn your life around. So you've got a high hurdle to pass. Then your sentence will be changed from life without the possibility of parole to 25 years to life. If you make the initial petition and you're disqualified and they don't agree with you that you ought to be given a second chance, you then only have two more chances. And then if you're denied, then you are, in fact, going to be sentenced to die in prison. And so hopefully this will give kids a second chance. I've always said that our society is defined by how we treat our children. And for us to just simply throw away the key for our kids is something that I just cannot imagine.
This is Yee's third attempt at reforming life without parole, also known as LWOP. The bill failed by just 5 votes last year. Now that it's on the governor's desk, the question is, what will become of it this time around? Joining me to discuss the possibilities is KALW criminal justice reporter Nancy Mullane.
The governor can refuse to sign this bill, and they don't have the votes to override a governor veto. So It really is dependent on Governor Brown signing it and into law. At this point, Leland Yee says that the Governor Brown's staff in background conversations, that they actually were getting some positive responses from the governor's staff. But now they've heard another rumor that Governor Brown is maybe not completely on board with signing this into law. One of the problems that the governor's facing is that there is a significant amount of opposition to this bill being signed by the sheriffs in the state, the police chiefs, patrolmen, the District Attorneys Association for the state of California. They are all opposed to this, including the Crime Victims United. And they have made it clear that they are going to make a huge push, putting out an alert to motivate their supporters to fight against this bill.
And this is despite the fact that this new version of the bill has an exemption. It exempts offenders convicted of torture or killing law enforcement officials. So that wasn't enough for the law enforcement community?
Apparently not. You know, one of the things that I just find really interesting, that as we look at this bill over the years, more and more data and information comes out that African-American youth are sentenced to LWOP at a rate 18 times that of white youth in the state, and, you know, up to 5 times that of Hispanic youth in the state. So, you know, one of the concerns is that, you know, dependent on where your crime was convicted and what court you go before, the chances of you getting juvenile LWOP increase with the geography or the area in which you have committed your crime. So I think there's, you know, as Leland Yee's chief of staff said, they are definitely not out of the woods on this bill yet. They have a long fight ahead of them if they hope to get the governor to pass this bill.